Well, as we approach the Christmas season, even though we haven't passed through Thanksgiving, it's always fun to have some Christmas music playing in the background. Ever watched a couple at a restaurant with one of them talking, the other looking at their phone? We used to call that snubbing, but now with the cell phone, it's called fubbing. Sadly, this is common and causes relational damage. When families look at social media, do they have limits? How much time? What to watch? What not? When to view it? What about goals? Why do we use social media? For good, evil, or just a waste of time? Proverbs 11:27 says, "If you search for good, you will find favor. But if you search for evil, it will find you." Will you stop and pray for families to only search for good and not evil? Have healthy boundaries and parameters. And stop fubbing. Father God, we thank you that in Psalm 101:3 it says David taught us to pray that and make the statement and commitment to refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar, to hate all who deal crookedly, that to not have anything to do with them. So we pray, Father, that families will create rules and boundaries so that they're not watching anything that is inappropriate, that they would search for good and not evil. We also pray, Father, that families will take a look at how they're using their cell phone and social media use, that they would stop fubbing, that if a child comes up to them and wants to talk to them, they would get off their phone and put it away and not let it vibrate or call or make anything that would distract the child from being able to communicate with them. And families and couples, kids and parents, extended family, whoever it is in our families, that we would be known to put our phones down and not look at social media, that will not have long-term community living with us. It's temporary stuff. That we would spend that time truly listening attentively to our family members. We also pray, Father, for clear boundaries for everyone in the family to set, that they would discuss them on a regular basis. What are they listening to? Why are they listening to it? How are they using the social media that they read, watch, listen to? That, Father, they would learn to use it for good. We know that social media can be a good thing. Listening to new Christian artists and songs that inspire and motivate and encourage, or just help us to work through feelings on things. And also, we've got podcasts and vodcasts on great teachings. Well, Lord, we also know that too much can overdo us. So, Father, help us to have boundaries and parameters, to also identify when is it best for us to do it. We also pray that families will take breaks and find other things to do together, that when they're out at the restaurant, that they're not all on their phones, that they have to put that away, or when they come together and haven't seen each other for a while, or even consider fasting it for a season to ensure that the social media has not become an idol or an addiction. We also pray that people will take breaks throughout the day from it, literally put it aside so that they won't be succumbed to the desire to do something and possibly even waste time. You say, Father, whether we eat or drink, whatever we do, do it all for the glory of God. We pray that that would happen and help people realize too, as we are families, that we are ambassadors of you, and let us be healthy in that ambassadorship, in Jesus' name.